Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 26 colors of Owens Corning Duration shingles and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
At the age of 5, you believed that you could become anything, but by the age of 18, you were already too scared to try. And then by the age of 30, most people give up on their dreams completely. Now, how does that happen? It's simple. The world doesn't take away your dreams. It slowly convinces you to abandon them. One rule, one grade, one person telling you to be realistic. And these things are repeated over and over again. By the time you become an adult, you don't need anybody to limit you. You've already limited yourself.
Whatever you're scared of, your life, the value you brought to the planet, far more important than whatever you afraid of.
As we begin to look toward the future and look at what will it take for us to break through those fears, one, acknowledging the fear, knowing it's all right, beginning to know that your dreams, your passions, your drive to achieve whatever it is you want, as it has more power and meaning, it will move you past your fears. As you begin to feel that you deserve it, your passion and goal is so strong, the fears won't matter.
It is so much easier to cast blame outwards. Your power follows the direction of where you point blame. So if you say, I'm this way because my mom didn't hug me enough, I'm this way because my dad didn't hug me enough, then guess who actually has complete control over your life? Them, or your perception of them. But if you said, I am this way because I am not resilient enough, I was not adaptive enough, I didn't have enough tolerance to be able to handle that level of stress. Well, then guess what you can now do? You can do something about it because you admitted at least you were in charge. You were the one in control, or you have some control, some influence over the outcome of how you act.
Pretty soon, all of that work that you have been putting in is going to pay off. All of a sudden, things are going to fall into place. And it's going to feel like in one moment, everything changed. It's going to feel like overnight, all of that work came to fruition. I guess my main point is that if that hasn't happened yet, I don't want you to give up on it.
Adversity was so needed for you in your life. I bet you've never had anybody tell you that.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Life is really a single-player game. It's all going on in your head. You know, whatever you think you believe will very much shape your reality, both from what risks you take and what actions you perform, but also just everyday experience of reality. The world just reflects your own feelings back at you. Reality is neutral. Reality has no judgments. To a tree, there's no concept of right or wrong or good or bad.
Maybe you don't have the determination to be somebody better than who you are. And if you want to live with that, if you're good with being who you are, that makes you feel good. Nothing I can say to you.
Most people spend their entire lives afraid to even start because they are concerned about what people might think. They tell themselves all these stories. They're going to get laughed at. They're going to get made fun of. People are going to talk. And guess what? They're going to talk it either way. They're going to talk if you go and try and look stupid and fall on your face, or they're going to talk if you don't try and you become just a fucking loser. So people are going to talk, they're going to laugh, and they're going to do it whether you go down the path or whether you don't. And so you have to ask yourself, do you want to go through all that humiliation and then have something to show for it? Or do you want to go through all that humiliation and actually be what they say you are, which is a loser?
Well, the story that we tell ourselves is a byproduct of what happened to us, what people tell us,
I guess.
So if that's the story, we start piecing together what? An identity. Oh, well, if that's my story, this must be my identity. Now that I know that's my identity, which by the way is a false identity, we go into life looking for evidence to validate that identity. And you will always find what you're looking for.
Be careful about putting people in pedestals. Because the moment you do, you give them permission to look down on you. And there is no one who is better than you. There's no one worse than you. You just have the better version of yourself and a worse version of you. That's what you're a comparison to. That's what you're fighting against every day.
You have to be obsessed with the dream. There's not wanting it. There's kind of wanting it. There's wanting it. There's wanting it real bad. And then there's obsession. I'm obsessed with it. It's all I think about. It's all I do. It's all I work on every single day.
Champions have a clear plan for success and for achieving their goal. It's not just a random occurrence, because a lot of becoming a champion is about failure. What we get to see on TV is the end product of a very long process of ups and downs. But that process is a very long and difficult one.
Sometimes life's gonna hit you in the head with a brick. Don't lose faith. I'm convinced that the only thing that kept me going was that I loved what I did. You've got to find what you love. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking, and don't settle.
You always have to be the person who roots for you before everybody else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. People struggle to do things a lot. And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else and that's not where you want to be.
Feeling sorry for yourself gets you 0% closer to where you want to be. It does not move you even a fraction of a centimeter closer to your goals. You can sit there and feel sorry for yourself, or you can go get a win. You can be pissed off that something didn't go the way you planned. That's totally fine. But the way you respond to it is by saying, you know what? I'm pissed off that happened, but I'm going to get closer to my goals anyway. I'm going to do something to move the needle anyway. And you know what? You're going to feel better. You're going to feel way better than if you just sat there feeling sorry for yourself. So if something doesn't go the way you plan, go take action. Go get a win somewhere else. While everyone you don't want to be is sitting there crying about what happened, you're out there already building momentum again.
Life is hard. Everything worth doing is hard. There is no easy path. Everything worthwhile is hard. You're no longer spending energy looking for this easy way. You're no longer being disappointed because the easy way didn't work. There is no easy way.
You are going to regret not taking the hard road sooner. I know you have big ambitions and you want to do these big things, and that's great. But all those things that you don't want to do, all that work that you're avoiding, is going to be the reason why you don't get there. What you fail to realize is that if you avoid the work, you avoid the result.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
If you're going to build anything great in your life, it's going to be through force. It's going to be through complete, rigid dedication and discipline to move forward. And when the people come and they get in your ear and they say, take it easy, you're working too hard, you got to learn to go with the flow, just know that if you listen to those people, you will be exactly like those people.
And every day, the same answer came back to me. Do you want to be on your deathbed knowing that you could, but you didn't? So why do you care about what people are thinking when they're not trying to go where the you're trying to go?
It's gonna happen when you get to the end of your life, or you get to a time where this is over. You're gonna have the greatest poison in your soul. You know what that is? Regret. I wish I would have did more. I wish I would have been there more. And you will never live in peace by living in regret. So I'm gonna tell all of you, when it comes to success, make sure you make it holistic.
I may not know now, but one day I will. You know, and that's what faith is at its core. I may not understand right now, but I trust that one day I will. And it's not my job to try to understand everything. It's my job to continue to make the next step. Continue to just focus on this moment that I have in front of me.
You must get excited. And not just the false enthusiasm of just pure positive thinking. You've got to get excited over some very basic things. One is, get excited over your ability to make yourself do the necessary things. Because discipline is major step one toward personal progress. And anytime a person wishes to, they can make major changes in their life, personally and socially and financially. It doesn't ever have to be the same after today. No telling what you could do today if you really wish to.
I want to be the one that says, okay, I'm going to do it anyway. I know I don't feel good today, but I'm going to go out there and I'm going to prove to myself that even on days that it doesn't feel right, I push myself. The only way to gain confidence in yourself is to build something. It's not to wait for it to happen.
Whenever you think you can't, confidence comes from the thing that you built. You must build belief. You must build confidence. It can't be like, hey, I'm gonna knock that shit out. You gotta look over here and say, I can knock shit out. It's belief, and it's built on what you put in to yourself.
Get up. Move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is. Move towards that challenge and go attack it. And you may be successful and you may not be successful, but you will be better. And the next challenge, you're gonna be more prepared for. And you're gonna fail, and you're gonna fail, and you're gonna fail, and you're gonna fail, and then you're gonna win.
Don't accept that fact right now, and you just continue to try to do things the easy way. When you eventually accept this reality of life, all you're going to be doing is left wondering, where would you be today if you had just taken the hard road sooner?
Faith is knowing a door is going to open for your life that don't even exist yet. Faith is knowing that the only possibilities that exist are the ones you create. I need you to believe with your faith. I need you to know if I'm doing the right things, if I'm showing up, if I'm roaring to see, if I'm taking care of my business, if I'm taking care of myself. Then at the right time, maybe not your time, but at the perfect time that's meant for your life, that harvest, that crop, that dream, that vision, that purpose, that goal, that breakthrough is going to happen. The single most important thing in your life is your dream.
It's your dream. It's what you dream about. If you see it, you can achieve it. If you don't have vision, you can't make it in this world.
You need something to sustain yourself through that. It's not optional, because the price of existence is so high that without that sustaining meaning, it corrupts you, it embitters you, and once you're embittered, things go downhill rapidly. You get vengeful and you get angry and you get destructive, and then there's really no limit to that. And I've been suggesting to people that the sustaining meaning that they can find in their life isn't to be found through happiness, let's say, because happiness doesn't work when you're not happy, when things have gone badly for you, for even for accidental reasons. But you can find sustaining meaning in responsibility.
Because God sent you here, and no human being came to this planet empty. No matter what you've done, if it didn't kill you, there's more left.
Turn your wounds into wisdom. You will be wounded many times in your life. You'll make mistakes. Some people will call them failures. But I have learned that failure is really God's way of saying, excuse me, you're moving in the wrong direction.
A fixed mindset is when you believe your talent and intelligence are fixed traits. A growth mindset is when you believe your talent and intelligence are malleable traits, that you can actually change them, you can improve them, you can get better over time, smarter over time, more competent over time. And to do that, you just need to reframe the failure as a learning experience. So that's one of the big ones. People that can really fail without losing their enthusiasm. You've got to stop asking how little you can get away with and start asking one of the most powerful questions in the universe, which is how much can you bear?
You came here loaded, and you came here to make a deposit, and deposit you will make. And if you don't make, you are a generational thief, because you stole from the next generation. The next generation is supposed to benefit from what you came to deliver. And if you settle down on what you've done and not do what you could do, then you rob them of what you came to leave for them to enjoy. And that is why you should never allow what you've done to stop you from doing what you could do.
And take responsibility for yourself, and that works. And then if you do that properly, you can take responsibility for your family. And then if you do that properly, you can take responsibility for your community. And you can continue to burden yourself voluntarily, let's say, with a greater and greater range of existential challenges. And all that that does is make more and more and more of you. And that works as an antidote to the catastrophe of life.
Create the highest, grandest vision possible for your life, because you become what you believe.
When you wake up in the morning and your life means something to somebody other than you, that you have a purpose. If you don't go do the things that you're going to do, people's lives will suffer. And I think that that kind of purpose, that like to live in service, not to you, but to live in service to humanity, to live in service to your family, to live in service to your church, to your city, to your country, to the world. Living in service is that, I feel like that is the purest form of joy.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend, because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games all the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Woe is me. It's not my fault. It was so-and-so. They did it to me. I want you to stop that immediately. Remind yourself that you own your life. Remind yourself of cause and effect. Remind yourself that you are in control. You could make a different decision, and you could get a different outcome. Because you can't control the world. You can't control other people. You can only control yourself. And between that stimulus and that response is your ability to make a different choice.
You can be still long enough in all of your endeavors, the good times, the hard times, to connect yourself to the source. I call it God. You can call it whatever you want, to the force, nature, Allah, the power. If you can connect yourself to the source and allow the energy that it is your personality, your life force, to be connected to the greater force, anything is possible for you.
I'm talking about being honest with yourself about what you're doing, about how you've performed, about whether or not you're being weak in something. Because if you're being weak, the only problem with that is ignoring it, is pretending like it's okay, is not holding yourself to a standard. It's going to happen from time to time, but if you're not honest with yourself about where you are, if you're not having that hard, direct talk, then you're never going to make progress.
You gotta make a decision. Listen to me. You gotta make a decision. What's the decision? What's the thing you came here for? Now we're at the moment. The clock is ticking. People say all the time, hey, life is short. Let me tell you something. Life can be long. You bury your dreams, you quit this, life gets long. See, time's relative. 2 minutes of you being with your sweetie, doing whatever you like to do with them, that can go by quick, right? What's about the last 2 minutes on a treadmill? Does that not seem like it goes by for like 4 hours, right? So if you're enjoying it, it's short. If it's painful, it's long. Life can be long.
When you lose your job, when someone you thought you'd be with for the rest of your life say, no, we can't do this no more, that's when you have to stand. That's when you have to begin to live this faith. And that's not on you. That's when you got to call on something higher than you. Let that mind be in you. You got to be out of your mind to believe in spite of these numbers, you can still make it. In spite of the pain you're feeling, you can still come back again. I believe it.
I realized that it really is choices. Our choices determine whether we become losers or winners, not our circumstances. I'm gonna say that again. My circumstances should have set me up to be a loser, but my choices made me a winner.
Success is the only revenge. As you expand, they shrink into irrelevance. As you get louder, no one can hear them. You don't beat them, you cast a shadow so big, no one can see them to begin with.
Get away from these people that's in your life that ain't doing nothing. Get away from them.
If it was raining outside at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning, if it was snowing, the first instinct is don't go out there and do shit. My instinct was, we gotta fucking go out there. Anything that was fucking horrible in my life that I would normally say no, that was inhumane to most people, I had to go do it.
Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents. They have skills and abilities, but if you don't nurture them, if you don't develop them, they will never serve you. Your gifts can take you many places. If you develop your gifts, you have something that you brought to the universe. And that if you decide that my life deserves my developing this, what I do well, and becoming the best at it, and mastering myself, and seeing what I have within me, if you decide to drop your buckets where you are, and develop your gifts, I grant you, you'll never ever be without.
You will always find what you look for, period. And if this is true, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a reason to continue pushing through the hard times, a reason to pick yourself up out of the dirt, out of the dark? Or are you looking for a reason to justify quitting? This ability to find what we look for, this is the human condition. This is our superpower. Our ability to find hope when there seems to be none.
So the question is, who should you defeat in the final analysis? And the answer is, you should defeat your former self. You should be constantly trying to do that. Could you be slightly better tomorrow than your currently flawed self? And you might say, well, what's the right way of being in the world, if there is such a thing? And it's not acting according to a set of rules. It's attempting continually to transcend the flawed thing that you currently are. And what's so interesting about that is that the meaning in life is to be found in that pursuit.
You have to lose your fear of failure. Failure is a part of the process.
Your mind has to be stronger than your feelings.
There's a voice that guides you through life. But sometimes it's guiding you in a direction that you don't want to go. That's usually the right place to go.
Don't go around telling people what your story is. Everybody has a story. 80% don't care and 20% glad it's you. It doesn't matter about what happens to you. What matters is, what are you going to do about it?
Life is one big psychological warfare that you play on yourself. You play on yourself, man. The most important conversation I ever had is with myself.
If I'm a man of my word and I make a promise and I keep it, that means I commit to the things and to the people that I've committed to. But beyond that, I keep my promises to myself as well. Remember, your reputation is not just what others perceive of you. Your reputation with yourself is also known as your confidence.
Just say to yourself every day, it's possible. Just say that every day, Jesus, it's possible.
And if you ask yourself the question, what am I looking for? And the answer is, you're looking for a reason to stay down. You will always find it.
As you look toward the future, if you decided, I'm not going to allow my fears to stop me, what would your life be like? What would your future be like if you decided to want that which you desire so strongly that it prepares you past your fears? Feel the fear and do it anyway. And I'm saying to you that all of us who have been entombed by fear have the capacity to resurrect ourselves. We all live in this bubble. What you got to do to get the life that God wants you to have, you got to put more air in your bubble. You got to blow your bubble up. Expand yourself. Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone.
Engage. Engage. Weakness is strong. I must be stronger. I must crush it into submission through force of will.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
First step, before anybody else in the world believes it, is you have to believe it. There's no reason to have a plan B because it distracts from plan A. Very simple. This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it. Period.
I mean, there are no manuals, no shortcuts, no secrets. You write your own manual, you develop your own shortcuts, you find your own secrets. You go where you're drawn to go, and you learn by doing the work. I mean, if you're scared, if it all seems like too daunting, if the machinery of it all seems too big and scary and overwhelming, it's great. You wake up in the morning and you do it anyway.
Don't get better automatically. You only get better because you intentionally make a decision to get better. You have to go from being a person of good intentions to a person of good actions. That's the great separator.
The most important key to achieving great success is to decide upon your goal and then launch. Get started. Take action. Do something. Move. The act of taking the first step is what separates the losers from the winners, or the winners from the losers.
There are times in life when you're going through a hard time and you think you're going through a test. That's not the test. The test is, how do you go through the hard time? And if it's a test that you are designed to fail, how do you handle that failure?
Your story is going to be the greatest story that's ever been told. I'm so glad that you got overweight. I'm so glad that your mindset's all over the place. I'm so glad you haven't been treating the people that you love the greatest. I'm so glad you haven't been working your ass off. I'm glad you haven't changed people's lives or make enough impact yet. I'm glad you got comfortable or complacent, because when you change, the story is going to be that great.
The understanding that winners write history, which means that no matter how difficult whatever the season that you're going through is, just win. Like, keep going until you win. And then once you win, you can rewrite whatever history you want. And that has gotten me through those harder periods, because I just knew that I needed to get through to the other side.
You really want a son? You're going to find a way, ultimately. And it might not be today or next year or 5 years or 10 years, but this thing takes priority and precedent over all other things. When you don't want something as much as you think you do, of course, bro. Just like you said, don't nobody want to live a hard life. We all want to make life easy for ourselves, for our families, for our mothers. Boom, boom. That's amazing. And the thought of that is amazing. It's, sometimes your desire might not be enough fuel. You got to have a strong desire. And when you have a strong desire, that outweighs all other shit.
You are going to die one day, and every single person whose opinion you're afraid of is also going to die one day. And in 300 years, it's probably not going to matter to people whether you did the thing you said you were going to do, or you let people's opinion beat you into submission. And I got news for you. Whether you do it or not, people are going to say, they're either going to make fun of you for trying, or they're going to say that you had so much potential and you just didn't try in life, or whatever. No matter which direction you go in, it's going to come with some bullshit. You can put up with people's opinions and people's comments and actually do the thing you want to do, or you can put up with people's opinions and people's comments and die with regret. What you choose to do with your life, as long as it doesn't harm anyone else, isn't that important to people. Most people are just focused on their own shit, doing their own thing, worried about their own life. So fuck it.
There is no guarantees. Even if you work hard, there's no guarantee it's gonna work out. I do believe hard work pays off, but no one tells you when. And that's the test. Can you maintain your patience when you don't know when the end is coming? You don't know when it's gonna pay off. You just believe in yourself, regardless of who believes in you.
Take ownership. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Take ownership of your mistakes. Take ownership of your shortfalls. Take ownership of your problems. And then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved.
If it seems impossible, it's even better. You do it anyway. And as you go, like I said, remember that amidst all that machinery, you're the one who's going to make the picture. You and the spark. In the end, they're one and the same. Guard that, because it's precious. Now it's time to get to work.
Maybe this chapter of your life is meant for you to do it alone. Maybe this is the time for you to practice independency, to do the things you've always known, but kept putting off for some reason. Maybe this phase is for you to be a little bored and lonely, because it might be what you need as you're putting the pieces back together. It might not be fun, but it's necessary, because in order to evolve into the next version of yourself, you need to find out who you truly are.
Everything you do, every choice you make, move you in the direction of what you say your vision is. And when you do that, the forces of life rise up to meet you. The reason why most people have such chaotic lives is because they're living in chaos in their head. And as soon as you get clear, it clears up.
You may be in your darkest hour. Note it, night don't last forever. There's a morning coming in your life. Stay down till you come up.
You have to learn to do things you hate in order to do the things you love. No payoffs come without sacrifice. Imagine how much further you'd be if you did things even when you didn't feel like doing them. People think there's some complex formula to winning, when the most basic one is, do what you said you were going to do before it became inconvenient.
Practice, 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 and do not accept failure. Maybe it shouldn't be repetition. Maybe the answer should be persistence. Because we all repeat something, but very few of us really will persist. Get out there. Do what you want to. Do not accept no.
No matter how you travel, whether it be in coach or first class, turbulence comes to us all. There is no one exempt from trials. It may seem like others have done it better than you. Some are handling it better than you. The debt that has to be paid in order for you to have the confidence built on experience means you got to go through something. When you go through it, you become it. You become more, and you serve more. You become more so you can serve more. You do more so you can impact more. It doesn't matter how you travel, that's temporary. It doesn't matter what pace you travel at, you just have to put one foot in front of the other and keep going. When it feels like you're not making progress, understand that you are progressing. It doesn't matter what their pace looks like. Slow and steady wins the course.
If you love what you do and it's making you happy, all the hard work and perseverance will pay off. I once had a guidance counselor tell me that I shouldn't play basketball, that it would never amount to anything for me. His negativity towards me made me stronger. You can't stop people from trying to limit your dreams, but you can stop it from becoming a reality. Your dreams are up to you.
The more you value comfort, the less you value progress. Discomfort is a necessity for fulfillment. We are made to face challenges, to set goals and conquer them, and to build great things. Realize that the resistance in your mind is the only thing that makes things hard. So embrace the difficulty, because that's where you'll find your true purpose.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We all know when we're relaxed, exactly the person we become. The question is, do we believe we can become?
Very few people are going to tell you this, but growth hurts. Becoming the best version of yourself comes with a lot of goodbyes. Sadly, the only way for some people to learn to appreciate you is to lose you. It's really fucking uncomfortable, but you need to do it if you want to grow. The pain that you feel today, though, is going to be the power that you're going to feel tomorrow.
It's not glamorous. It's lonely. As you start changing, everything around you starts changing. It's not even fun in the beginning. And so you'd either have to have an incredible amount of hope or a ridiculous amount of inspiration and delusion, or you have to be in so much pain that the alternative to continuing this pain that you're in is to try something different because it's the only thing that might be slightly less painful than what you're doing.
Most people lack the ability to master the mundane tasks. They get bored very easily. They don't feel like doing things. They don't understand that to build a life, it is mundane. It is the same things day in and day out, operating at a high level, holding a high standard, executing with discipline. Most people just can't do that because they don't have the endurance to do that. They don't have the fortitude to do that. They don't have the perseverance to do that, which is why it's important for you to build yourself into someone who does. That way you can follow the path to success, because there is only one path. And the only path there is day by day by day by day over the course of a period of time.
You've got to be okay that there's going to be people that don't think you're qualified. You got to get okay that there's going to be some people that want to see you fail. You're going to have to get okay that there are going to be some people that never understand you, that never support you, that never cheer you on, and you're okay to do it without their applause. You're okay to do it without their approval. You got to get to a season and a space and a time where it's okay. I wasn't doing this for you anyways.
Nobody is going to give you anything that you have not earned. Nobody cares how tough your upbringing was. You have to remember that whatever you've gone through, it pales in comparison to the hardships previous generations endured, and they overcame them, and if they overcame them, you can overcome them too.
Courage. Courage is the key to life itself. There are a lot of people who are born in situations that say, well, I'll never get out of this, so they won't. I say to people who say, well, I would like to have done so and so and so. I say, well, you could have done it. I say, well, I couldn't get out of here. Man, the bus runs every day.
You will offend people as you're pursuing your vision. You even believing that anything is possible will offend people. You maximizing your potential will offend people who are so limited in their thinking that instead of progressing their lives and their mindsets, they want to stop you from being the best version of yourself. And you can either live your life to please them, shrink yourself to a point where they will be happy and comfortable with you, or you can have the shameless audacity to do it anyways, to go after your dream anyways, to learn, to grow, to maximize your potential anyways, regardless of who it offends.
You do what you love, you will work harder than you ever have worked and are harder than you could ever imagine. Your dreams will call for that kind of commitment. It took an insane work ethic for me to get here. It took time and commitment and sacrificing.
If you can see it here and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen. So I see these shots, I see these sequences, and I don't shy away from them. A lot of times people believe in certain things, but they keep to themselves. They don't put it out there. If you truly believe in it, if you become vocal with it, you are creating that law of attraction and it will become reality.
What come out your mouth is what's gonna come back to you. It's the law of attraction. I never get nobody. You're not. I can't lose this weight. You sure ain't. I'm a good fit this year. Stroll possible. I'll never be rich. Promise you, you won't. I'm gonna be rich one day. Strong possibility. That's how it works, man. It is the law of attraction. The moment you say it, you begin the change. It's the process. If you think big, you'll be big. If you think small, you'll be small.
Progress is a foundational pillar of human happiness.
So ironically, the one thing most people avoid in their life, hunger, which is caused by being desperate. When you're starving, you become desperate. Think of somebody who's starving on the street. They've got to, how resourceful would you get if your children were literally starving and you had to feed them, right? So the number one thing we need more than anything to win is hunger, which comes from a state of desperation. Yet we're constantly trying to comfort ourselves in the real world to avoid the state of being desperate. And I'm telling you that I think you need to embrace desperation again in your life. Like, do you want it so bad that you're desperate for it?
So people procrastinate because nature is telling them to procrastinate. They are lazy because nature is compelling them to be lazy. And if you don't build the desire to overcome those things, if you don't build that up, walk that process, and do the things that you need to do to fan the flames of desire, then you won't.
That's why I said, live full, die empty. What if you lose? What if you fail? What if things don't work out? So what? It's not about the goals that you reach. It's about what you become in the process. That's what it's about. As the people that are going to change their life, the people that are going to recover their health, the people that are going to build their lives and start all over again from scratch are people who believe it's possible. The people who fail are the people who suffer from possibility blindness.
Nothing would stop you. All of the silly things that happen that we let slow us down is related to our lack of hunger and desperation. And so I'm here to ask you, how desperate are you for what you want? Like, here's what I think. I think most people would just like their goals. They'd like their outcome. They're not hungry for them. They're not starving for it. They're not desperate for it. But when you start to feel that desperation, it's one of those powerful emotions in the world.
You can't give away what you don't have.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Now, it sounds ridiculous, okay? But it's more than what meets the ear as you hear this. You can't give away what you don't have. People who are not good at giving away love can't give away love because they don't have it to give away. The same thing is true of virtually everything in your life. You can't give away love for others if you don't have love in here to give away. If what you have in here is contempt, if what you have in here is anger, if what you have in here is fear, then these are the things you're going to be giving away in your life.
See that timer? It reminds me of life. Time is ticking away. We ain't putting no more seconds on, right? Our time is ticking away. If you're watching this right now, your time is ticking away. I'm gonna tell you right now, if you really understand this message, not feel it, not hear it, not listen to it, but if you truly understand this message, it will change your freaking life. Nobody is coming to save your life. People might help you, people might care about you, people might check on you. Nobody right here is gonna get this better but me. You're stuck in the same ways. You're stuck in the same mindset. You're stuck in the same perspective. You expect that perspective to get you out your situation. It starts in your mind.
If you continue to believe as you have always believed, you will continue to act as you have always acted. You will continue to get what you have always gotten. If you want different results in your life or your work,
All you have to do is change your mind.
You feel that pressure inside of you, and it's very heavy. You're motivated. You feel it. I've got to get up in the morning. I've got to do this. I've got to accomplish this. When that pressure goes away, and you don't feel any pressure in your life, you can do anything, and there's no consequences for it. You'll just waste time. You'll waste years. You'll waste months. You'll never accomplish anything. You give somebody a deadline, right? They'll accomplish in 2 months what it would take somebody 2 years to do without a deadline. It's that necessity. It's that sense of there's a sword at my back. I've got to get it done.
Love your life, you know, find the things that you can enjoy. Be curious. You don't have to have all the answers. I'm a hardcore believer that everybody has something that they're really, really, really good at. That could be world-class great, every single human being on this planet. And the hard part is just finding what that is.
It is not everyone's job to make sure that you feel good. It is not everyone's job to solve your problems. It's not everyone's job to make sure you're happy. That's on you, only you. Understand that you are where you're at because of the decisions you made and the actions you took. And if you manage to convince yourself that it's everyone else's fault that you're miserable, not only is your entire life a lie, but you will be stuck in that misery forever.
Sacrifice temporary fun for permanent dreams, or sacrifice your permanent dreams for temporary fun. And the reality is a lot of you guys are willing to sacrifice your permanent dreams for some temporary fun.
It's never been so easy to win because so many people are checked out. So many people are scared. So many people aren't doing the work. It's the time to roll up your sleeves and in many ways, spend the next month getting lost from the world, optimizing yourself, building your battle sheets and game charts, dialing in your daily habits so that you bring it on when you come back out into the world.
You deserve everything you're going through because you'd rather become good tomorrow than be good today. And this immense, universal, and timeless truth is really boils down to the fact every single thing, every single challenge, struggle, or behavior that you ever want to adapt or avoid asks of you to attain it or to fight it in this present moment.
You are capable of so much, yet you choose to do so little. You have the physical and mental capacity to contribute something valuable to the world, and you elect to sit on the couch and waste away day after day, week after week, consuming everything and contributing nothing. You have the option to go out in the world and do something that makes the world a better place, and you just choose not to. You know, there are people that don't have a choice. There are people who are confined to the reality that you are choosing. And even on the days where they feel like going out in the world and doing something, they can't. And I guarantee those people would be willing to trade everything to be able to work out, to be able to go to work. Yet you have the audacity to complain. You don't even see how fortunate you are that you can do these things that you don't want to do. And that choosing to not take advantage of that opportunity is an insult, not only to the people that believe in you, but to the people who don't get to make that choice.
Once you start dreaming about what you can become, the effect you can have, the joy it's going to give you, the return that's going to come, you just start designing this incredible purpose for your life. You can see yourself being uniquely benevolent, providing things for people they never dreamed they could have, helping them to accomplish things they never dreamed they could accomplish. How that's going to make you feel, the kind of person you're going to become from it, the joy you're going to get from it, you just must ponder that and think about it, talk about it, and design it.
What's your life going to look like if you don't do it? What's your life going to look like if you don't fucking go out and build what the fuck you want to build? That you have this little vision in your heart and in your mind of what your life should be like. And what are you going to feel like if you don't go do that? What are you going to feel like in a year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? When you die, What are you going to be saying? Because I can promise you, bro, that dream ain't going away.
Because peace in life is nothing that stops you, because it is so heartbreaking, because it goes so deep. It carries the potential for the highest transformation. If you want to see it bad, it's going to be bad. What happened to you is not going to change. You can only determine what is going to be the consequence of what comes to you. How will you transform it? Will you let it stuck inside of you and it slowly eats you up from the inside? Or do you make something different about it?
If you recite your excuses long enough, you will actually hypnotize your subconscious mind to think they're true. Most people, you can tell their beliefs by their words and then their behaviors. The positive psychologists call it a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Often in life, we go back to our old patterns of this means this, I'm not the best, I'm not that good, that people won't believe in me, people won't follow me, what are people thinking about me? We have all these questions that don't serve us. Thinking is the process of asking and answering questions to yourself. That's what a thought is. So when you want to change your life, you change the questions you ask yourself. You begin to take control of the questions you ask yourself. That will change the meaning. It will change your life. The question creates the meaning. The meaning creates an emotion. The emotion gives you the quality of your life.
Hear me very closely when I say this. A person's only limitation is in their development and use of their imagination. The mind could produce anything the mind could conceive and believe. If your imagination could see it, it could come into this world. Whether everyone calls it unrealistic or whether everybody supports it, everything you see started in the imagination.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.